Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 6. Being a vessel open to the Lord and living ordinary days in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity. Wednesday, related verses, Matthew 22:37. And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Mark 12:30, And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. Luke 10:39-42. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to his word. But Martha was being drawn about with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, does it not matter to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to do her part with me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but there is need of one thing, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. 1 John 4:16-19. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 19. We love because he first loved us. Related reading. You just need to love him and keep yourself open to him, giving him every opportunity to do everything he wants to do. You become the enjoyer, enjoying him and enjoying his doing. So whenever you would pray, thanks would come out of your mouth, because you are so grateful to the Lord. You would experience that the Lord is your victory, your sanctification, everything to you. You will be the enjoyer of what the Lord is and of what the Lord does. It does not mean that you are lazy or indifferent or dumb or sleepy. No, you are on the alert and you are so sober. You love the Lord and you keep yourself open to him all the time. Yet you would not do anything, but he would do everything. Not only is this possible, but this is also required by the Lord. The Lord requires you to stop your doing, but he does not want you to be sleepy or indifferent. He wants you to be very alert. Love him and keep yourself open to him. Tell him every day, Lord, I love you. Lord, I am here open to you. Lord, have mercy upon me. And by your grace, I do not like to have any part of my being closed to you. I like to keep myself entirely and thoroughly open to you. If you try this, you will see what will happen. You will not need to worry about your victory. You will not need to care for the losing of your temper. You are a vessel created by God. As a vessel full of life, you need to exercise your emotion to love him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, Matthew 22:37. As a vessel, you do not need to do anything, but you need to keep yourself open. We all know the principle of free will. If you do not love him, the Lord would not force you to love him. If you do not keep yourself open, the Lord would never force you to keep yourself open. So you must exercise your free will to love the Lord and keep yourself open. but stay away from doing. Forget about your bad temper. Forget about your besetting sins. Forget about your weak points. Love the Lord and keep yourself open and stop doing. The only solution to our problems of peculiarity is the filling up of the Lord within us. And this depends upon our loving Him and keeping ourselves open to Him all the time. The proper prayer, the deeper prayer, the genuine prayer, is just to keep yourself loving Him and open to Him. It is not so simple to stop your doing, but by His mercy, through the genuine prayer, your doing will be stopped. The genuine prayer is always the killing prayer. It kills your every doing. The more you pray yourself into this genuine prayer, the more you are killed. Actually, it is not you who are killed, but your activity. It is not you in yourself, but you in your activity that will be killed. Your genuine prayer will one by one kill all your activities, and it will calm you down. Sometimes it will even kill your burden. Then you will be a clean, empty, and open vessel. You will be a living vessel, absolutely calmed down, so that your Master has the absolute free course to fill you up. When He fills you up, He does everything for you. Then you simply enjoy His doing. This is the proper, genuine Christian life. A genuine Christian life is one that loves the Lord and keeps itself open to the Lord and stops its doing. Then the Lord comes in, and the Lord does everything, and this vessel just contains the Lord and enjoys the Lord's filling up and enjoys the Lord's doing. This is the proper and genuine Christian life.